Do it now.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Time out, Chicago. It's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's game. Tonight, Chicago takes the court against San Antonio at 7. This year, avoid the holiday hassle and give a sports fan something they really want. A B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online. And even easier to please your loved ones. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Hallis Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Despite the 0-3 start this season, the Bears somehow find themselves playing games that kind of sort of matter in December. Head coach John Fox says his challenge now is keeping guys focused on the game in front of them.
Well, I think, you know, the whole thing is having meaningful or relevant games. I think you want to put yourself in that position, but you definitely you want to keep the focus small, and all our focus right now is on the San Francisco 49ers.
Eddie Royal, Antrell Roll, and Kadeem Carey were not present when practice started today, according to the Tribune's Dan Weiderer. Bears also have switched long snappers, waiving Thomas Gafford and signing Patrick Scales to replace him. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Dolphins fired offensive coordinator Bill Lazor this morning after another lackluster performance in Sunday's loss against the Jets. Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski suffered only a bruise to his knee in last night's loss to the Broncos, and despite being carted off the field, he's only expected to miss a week. That's according to Ian Rappaport. Baltimore and Cleveland face off tonight on Monday Night Football. You can catch that game right here on 670 The Score, beginning at 6:45. Bulls in San Antonio play tonight at the UC. Aaron Brooks, Kirk Heinrich, and Mike Dunleavy all ruled out for tonight. That one tips at 7. Blackhawks host the Wild tomorrow night at home. College basketball, Illinois center Mike Thorne Jr. has a knee injury. He's likely done for the season. The new AP poll is out. Kentucky, Maryland, Michigan State, Kansas, and Iowa State make up the top five. Indiana and Notre Dame fall out of the top 25 for the first time this season. And a football game in Mauritania, the Mauritanian Super Cup, was sent to a penalty shootout in the 63rd minute of play because the country's head of state, President of the Republic, Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz, grew tired of the match. Join the Score's Lawrence Holmes with a special Chicago Bears guest.
I like
guest.
It.
Yeah,
I do too.
Tired of it.
That's it. Phone call over. He's got better things to do. Stop playing.
Yeah.
Why couldn't he leave?
Oh, he wanted to see the end of the game. He's president.
So he just said, finish the game now because I'm tired of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
What good is being president if you can't do that?
That's true. I'm with you.
Join the Score's Lawrence Holmes with a special Chicago Bears guest, Lance Briggs, broadcasting live tomorrow from Morrison Roadhouse in Niles for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. And a free chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original can, it's Miller time. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This are brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Boers and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
You're talking to our guy today, Zach.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love listening to Pernell McPhee. But to understand why he feels the way he does right now, you have to go back to September 13th, 2015. Packers 31, Bears 23. Aaron Rodgers at the podium at Soldier Field.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun beating the Bears.
Today, Pernell McPhee discussed why he was so riled up heading into that game.
This game going in was personal. Come on. Quarterback said he loved beating up on us. Who we think we are? We ain't the team last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? It's 2015 Chicago. And a lot of guys take it personal, especially when somebody say, oh, I love beating up on your brother. I ain't going to let nobody come beat my little brother up. And, you know, we went in there and we slapped him on his ass. Need to go ask him how that feels.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Borns and Bernstein. But I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 5:07 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we always look forward to our visit with our next guest. And I got some, there's some Bears questions today. Actually, I have.
Yeah, and you're right.
Interesting.
Pernell McPhee might have a couple of late entries into the Quote of the Year show.
I'm thinking that's pretty close.
He might also be getting close to his own category.
We're getting no. Yeah, we're getting a no on that.
Shot that right down because they probably all the production done already. And we go now to the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He covers the Bears for the Tribune. He's part of their army of Bears reporters and opinioneers. He is Dan Weiderer on Twitter, at Dan Weiderer. And right now with us on The Score. Hi, Dan.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing good. Upbeat locker room Thursday night, upbeat locker room today at House Hall. It's always a nice thing to hit December with some positive vibes and not be in that death march like we were in a year ago.
Yeah, not much else happened over the weekend to hurt their chances because you saw what Atlanta is doing and you see what's happening in this bizarro league of...
They're all right there.
Really of nebulous quality and nebulous officiating, so why not be part of the blob that's still the relevant part of the blob?
Well, no question. I think Seattle kind of hurt them a little bit. The Steelers let one get away there. That's
right.
Going to help the Bears there because obviously they're going to be playing from behind the Seahawks with the tiebreaker factored in as well. But other than that, yeah, it's a messy race right now. If you're the Bears, you wish you could petition for realignment to the NFC East and go ahead and win that division. But other than that, just being able to play relevant football in December is a fun thing.
What do you think? You know, we were talking about this earlier and trying to hash this out, Dan. What do you, and maybe there's a, maybe it's a multi-part answer, but what do you think the most important thing John Fox has done since he's been here? Because clearly he's got their attention. They listen to him. They play hard for him.
I'm good at multi-part answers, so buckle in and we'll go through.
Okay.
I think number one is the belief factor. I think he's got credibility and he came with credibility, and so he had their ear from day one. I think he and his staff are terrific at preparing teams, and they're good week in and week out of giving players enough information so that they're prepared for every game, but not so much information that they're head spinning. And that's been a consistent theme from players on both sides of the ball. And I think on top of that, I think you got to give John Fox and Ryan Pace credit for seeking out the right kind of players. I mean, if you look at the guys that helped them win that game Thursday night, it's Chris Pozinski and Mark Mariani and Zach Miller and, you know, all these Tracy Porter and a lot of these journeyman guys who not necessarily wouldn't jump off the page as a standout, but they have this low maintenance, low drama, grindy nature to them that has really helped them get results week in and week out.
Journeyman is being kind. Because they really aren't. You know, when you talk about journeymen, you're talking about guys who at least have established, you know, maybe aren't stars, but are a certain level of successful pro. These guys, some of these guys are bums. They're not even journeymen. And it just amazes me. It's like, I don't know if they know they're not supposed to be this good, or they just don't care. Or is this where we are? What does it say about football in general now?
Well, I think it tells you how much of a team game this is, and if you can get 11 guys on the same page, all of a sudden you can have a sum, you know, you can have the sum of the parts be greater, you know, and put yourself in position to do things that you're not supposed to. And I think you hit it on the head where these guys don't care what the outside expectations are. They care about getting better, and they've done so on a week-by-week basis now for 3 months here, and they've done so in a very workmanlike fashion. And I think another thing that Fox and the coaching staff deserves credit for is not allowing them to be blinded by the results, whether it's a win or a loss. They come right back and they look at the tape and they see the flaws and they see the strengths, and they go through them with no sort of delusion on what the final result should have those errors and you know, positive plays be interpreted as. And you look at that game Thursday night, there's about five different things that could have turned that into a very sobering loss and changed the narrative quite significantly, where we'd be talking right now about a team that couldn't get over the hump in key moments. And so there's an importance, I think, in acknowledging that and recognizing that and getting back to work and not thinking that just because you beat the Packers that it was a masterpiece performance, because it was far from it.
You know, and I found it because, you know, when you guys deal with John Fox, you know, he doesn't say anything. He's not all that interesting. But I guess I've learned, Dan, that doesn't matter, because whatever he does with these players clearly works, as you point out. I mean, whatever it is, because when he starts talking, we just start having fun with him, because we'd love to see him do the weather and everything else that's possible. But, I mean, whatever it is, aside from what he says to you guys, is clearly a good message, a strong message, a message that they've taken to heart. Because otherwise, I mean, when you talk about journeyman players or whatever you want to call them, he's got them all playing hard, and they play hard right to the end, even when they're the Green Bay sitting on their 8-yard line with a first down.
Right, and it's Bryce Callahan breaking up the final
pass. Yeah.
And Porter the play before that. And these guys, they just feel like they're prepared to succeed. And I think there's a mental component to that that's huge. And that's John Fox and it's Vic Fangio. And I think the two of those guys have so much experience in this league that they know a lot of what's coming. And they've somehow figured out a way in their teaching habits to be able to translate it to players in a way, like I said before, that gives them the information that they need without overloading them to the point where they're confused. And I think that's one thing to notice with this defense. There has not been a point this year where you said, wow, they're out of sorts and they're utterly confused. And when you look back on the 2013 and 2014 versions of Bears defenses, how many blown coverages did we see where Aaron Rodgers was just throwing a backyard lob to a guy who had 40 yards behind the secondary to run free and score with? And so there's a big difference there. And so they're positioned here now to obviously continue this climb. And whether that gets them in the postseason this year or simply gets them a positive season to carry forward, it's certainly an obvious sign of progress.
All right, so you mentioned correctly that the Bears have done a nice job not overestimating the value of victories or overestimating how damaging a defeat may be. But what does it mean then? They beat the Packers and it felt big and everybody was watching. in your opinion, you know, this isn't, you're not coaching the team. You can overreact if you want. What actually is the significance of the outcome itself?
Okay, so the outcome itself, I think it just gives you that extra surge of adrenaline, that extra surge of belief, that extra surge of momentum that things are going in the right direction. And so you can apply that now into this week's preparation, and you can have that extra energy that win over a team and a quarterback that had absolutely owned you for the longest time. It provides that, and it gives you a starting point. Now, the flip side of that, you got to go back and look and see that they gave up a season-worst 177 rushing yards. Yep. They were manhandled up front by the Packers' offensive line in the running game. And you have to look at their own running game that averaged 3.3 yards per carry and has been pretty anemic for the last 2 weeks and say, wow, you know, we got to look at the film of that and figure out how we can make tweaks and how we can be realistic about what quick fixes there are to improve those two things, because those are troublesome areas that are going to get you beat at some point in this month if you don't get a little better in those areas. You know, even Jay Cutler, another really good performance, but, you know, first quarter throws a ball that should have been intercepted by Quentin Rollins. It's down deep in their own territory. It was one of those plays that if the Packers cornerback makes the play on the ball, they've got a short field. They probably punch it in, and all of a sudden, you know, that snowball effect may start. And so Jay has to look at that and say, okay, even though I was turnover free, there were two chances, an interception and then obviously a fumbled sack on snap late in the game that could have gone the other way, and all of a sudden, you know, the panic bells would be sounding. And so it's just very important to contextualize everything, even as you take that surge of belief and that surge of momentum into a game against a 49ers team this week that has been dreadful on the road and seems to be a pushover opponent.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the most important thing is that without a question, and it just goes from the beginning, that John Fox has not only had their attention from Jump Street, he still has their attention. And I look around sometimes, Dan, and I'm just not sure if some of these head coaches, I watch some of these games and I'm thinking, God, have they quit on him? What have they done? Why are they so bad? Why aren't they not paying attention? Why aren't they doing the little things anymore? And you wonder, but you don't see that with the Bears. You may see a lack of talent. You may see some guys, you go, oh, my God, he didn't make that play. But you see them all trying, which I think, as you point out, is absolutely wonderful if you can get an entire team to try that hard. But I just, you know, there's certainly, because we're just talking about what kind of guy Fox is. Is a conservative guy by nature when he starts talking about things? And I think, is that an advantage for the coach? I guess we were discussing, is that something that, you know, he's not going to go crazy. He's going to make some decisions and maybe you go, oh, I don't know about that. But he also it doesn't seem to bother them one way or the other what the decision is.
Well, I think another thing is, you know, his reputation coming in here was that he had a knack for energizing a workplace, that he just makes coming to work a little bit more enjoyable. Part of that goes with that is making guys feel like their work is towards something, that they're preparing for something, that the preparation is putting them in position to succeed when the games come. And I think that, more than guys trying hard, is significant in that you have guys that are on the field and they know where they're supposed to be and they know what they're supposed to be doing and they don't care about the talent deficit. I think it's fair to say that this team is woefully under-talented right now when you compare it to high-level playoff teams. But it's a team that's had a rash of injuries that should have derailed it at one point or another, and they just don't care about those things. And it's pretty impressive to watch a team be that mentally tough and just sort of move on to the next thing. Even got to give Cutler credit on Thursday nights. The way that game started, the first five possessions, you know, five punts, one first down, looking completely out of sorts. It looked like Dom Capers was going to be in his head all night, and yet he never sort of got rattled or flinched and just kind of stuck with it. And they finally got a takeaway and turned it into points. And the next thing you know, they were back on track.
Yeah, the problem is that, you know, one bad loss, and anybody is just moments away or incomprehensible officiating decision away or one horrible injury away from, if this Bears team face plants, then what are we saying? Now, are we still saying, boy, these coaches have all their attention and look what they've done, because at some point it's certainly possible. It's still very unlikely, statistically, that the Bears make the playoffs.
Right, and that's why I say that you can't just measure the progress of what happened this season by whether they're in the postseason or not.
Right, I agree with that.
We know where this was on January 1st of last year. know how much wreckage there was to sweep away, and we know kind of how this coaching staff and front office came in and realized maybe 2 months after they had the job how much wreckage there was to still sweep away. But the fact that they've got it cleaned up, the fact that consistently they've been in games, I mean, really, the two games that they were destroyed in by the Cardinals and Seahawks were with a quarterback who's now in Baltimore reunited with Mark Trestman. Taking the majority of the staff.
You have to warn us before you say Mark Trestman.
But otherwise, I mean, look at it. They've been competitive in every single game, and that's a show of improvement and a show of progress. And but like you say, I do think that there's a possibility for a hiccup here sometime in the next couple of weeks. You know, the Redskins are a little bit feisty. They haven't been good on the road this year, but they're feisty enough to come in here and stay in a close game. And then if you, like you say, you get one bad bounce or one bad call, and all of a sudden, the narrative changes. But I think that's the thing about this coaching staff and this team is they don't care about the narrative. They're just kind of focused on the process, and it's worked for them to this point.
Yeah, but the hiccup's it. You don't get a hiccup. There is just no margin. You pretty much have to win out
five
here
and six, yeah,
to right, guarantee yourself that opportunity. So no hiccups for this team.
No, but to think about that, we're hitting December 1st, and we're talking about them being in the playoff race, which is. Told me that when I got on the flight home from Seattle, I would have, checked the blood alcohol level.
Yeah, I think it just makes it interesting. And we were trying to figure out John Fox, and I think I got a better picture of him now that we observed him. I mean, I don't still know anything about him because he never says anything, but in terms of what you're saying about how the team gets ready and all the other stuff, man, I give him A's, no matter if there's a hiccup or not, what he's done.
And what I like to is the one thing, he may not be the greatest game coach in the world.
No, he's not.
As far as score and situation and clock management, he's clearly not. But at least he coaches it. He and his coordinators coach the actual game in front of them. They don't fall into a trap that even at the NFL level, that guys spend all week watching film and they know how it's going to go and they're just sure and they think they've got this thing wired, and then it goes sideways on them and it takes them too much time to acknowledge that the game in front of you is not the game for which you prepared. And I do give them credit that they know the game they're in. They don't try to fool themselves over the course of those 3 hours that they're seeing something that we're not.
Well, and with that, I think they're very good at unifying those game plans across all three phases of understanding where their weaknesses are on offense and being able to do things defensively that sort of protect that, if that makes sense. You know, they knew going into the season that the defense was going to be in work in progress. And so they prioritized this running game for the first month and a half of the season and were able to chew clock and keep the defense off the field.
Yep.
And keep games close, and they've done it effectively. And week in and week out, they make these adjustments that sort of allow you to compensate for deficiencies on other phases of the football team. And that's been pretty intriguing to watch. I know that obviously they're not happy with where their run defense is, and it's been gashed at times. But they also understand that if the other team is, as long as you're not giving up these 80-yard touchdown runs and you're keeping that other team on the field and making them use clock, well, all of a sudden you're going to be in one of these close games. And Fox has had a track record in places in certain seasons of having these close games, go in his favor the majority of the time. Obviously, the outlier of that was the 2011 Tebow season, where they won every single close game that they were in for 2 months, and this Bears team has dropped a handful of close games as often as they've won them. But just to be in those games and have that belief that you can make a clutch play when it matters is a big deal.
And as we let you go, it's, as long as Pernell McPhee's around, it can't be all bad, right? I mean, that guy.
It's really entertaining to talk to him, and he's very engaging and warm and welcoming in pretty much every session you have with him. He's always a good soundbite. But overall, I think the locker room as a whole is a good locker room in there. It's just not there's only a couple guys that strike you as a little bit aloof and a little bit testy at times. But it's just a group that I think enjoys each other and enjoys what they're in the middle of here, and there's no value on that. That's sort of low maintenance, drama free team, and obviously we know that wasn't the case for a while here, and to have sort of that environment back in the building, I think is very much embraced by coaches, players, and folks elsewhere in the building.
Always good talking with you, Dan. We appreciate your time.
You got it, boys. Thanks
very much, my friend.
Dan Wiederer, Chicago Tribune, our guest on the Boers and Bernstein Show on The Score.
Madden, Bryant, Arrieta, Schwarber.
Everybody Rizzo with a home run.
Hear every game of the the Cubs' quest to fly the Blue W in the final game of the World Series. Right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Cubs win!
Starting in 2016.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Les Miles was fired until he wasn't. Last week, the rumors reached fever pitch. That's because Les Miles was going to be given $15 million to no longer be LSU's head football coach. The most successful coach, winning percentage-wise, in LSU history was going to be shown the door. Why? Because his offense stunk. So what happened? Well, it's likely that LSU called around and got turned down by a couple of their top candidates. And then they returned to Les Miles and decided it ain't worth it to pay $15 million for him to walk away, another couple million for the rest of the staff, and then you got to pay six or seven more to get an entirely new staff. So they saved money instead of getting a divorce. And they agreed to wait until the kids were out of college before they split up. Les Miles was fired until he wasn't, until he will be eventually. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Hallis Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Hey, check out these sweet reindeer socks. Only 99 cents.
Oh, yeah? Got this Samsung Tab 4 8.0 from AT&T for free.
Free?
Had a hard time finding a stocking it would fit in, though.
Whoa, no need to rub it in.
Rubbing it in would be telling you I got the tablet for free when I bought a new Samsung Galaxy smartphone on AT&T Next. Which I did.
Oh, AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Free tablet requires 2-year agreement. Must activate eligible service on both Galaxy devices. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Available at select locations. See store for details.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio. Reward card requires online registration.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one? Why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Craig Robinson here, and here's a little ditty for holiday shoppers who could use help checking off that list. If this year your shopping's hard, Walmart's got a credit card. So load up some gifts and make a stir and save a little more with the best offer.
Save $35 when you open a Walmart credit card account and spend $75 today.
Uh-huh.
Paid as a statement credit, subject to credit approval. Certificate required for in-store purchase. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer valid until December 31st, 2015. See store for details.
Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Black Friday savings are still at the Home Depot. With the Samsung stainless steel French door refrigerator for just $998. You save over $800. Give yourself a holiday upgrade with bright LED lighting and capacity for 26 bags of groceries. However you build cheer, holiday hosting just got easier. Let's do this. Get Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid after discount, also available in black or white. While supplies last, valid through December 2nd, U.S. only.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Tonight, join the Scores Jay Zawoski and Chicago Blackhawk Tanner Caro at the Lantern in Naperville from 7 to 8:30 for the 2015 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by, meet the Ice Girls, and enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
It's 5:31 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Bulls return to the United Center tonight to take on the Spurs. They won't have the services of Aaron Brooks, Kirk Heinrich, or Mike Dunleavy. Dunleavy's now 9 weeks post-back surgery and still struggling to come back. Now coach Fred Hoiberg says Dunleavy will stop workouts on the floor and will visit more specialists. Rest for 2 weeks. Meanwhile, Hoiberg says he's not overly concerned about soreness in Jimmy Butler's heel, according to our Cody Westerland. Bulls in San Antonio tip tonight at 7. Blackhawks host the Wild tomorrow night. Patrick Kane now has points in 19 consecutive games. That set a new NHL record for the longest point streak by a U.S.-born player. Elsewhere in the NHL, Montreal goalie Carey Price out for the next 6 weeks with a lower body injury, though he will not require surgery. Bears were back practicing at Hallis Hall today as they begin to get ready for Sunday's game against the 49ers at home. But Pernell McPhee still enjoying talking about Thursday night's big win over Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers.
Quarterback said he loved beating up on us. Who we think we are? We ain't the team last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? It's 2015 Chicago. And a lot of guys take it personal, especially when somebody say, oh, I love beating up on your brother. I ain't going to let nobody come beat my little brother up. And, you know, we went in there and we slapped them on his ass. They go need to go ask him how that feels.
This winter, make Burlington your code headquarters and save up to 65% off department store prices every day. Burlington has coats for everyone, ladies, men, and kids. Burlington style for everyone. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
You got to keep in mind that the one guy, thank you, Julie, who said something about it was Dunleavy.
Yeah, Dunleavy. The moment he started talking about it, he's like, whoa, 8 to 10 weeks.
Yeah, whoa, chief.
Yeah, let's just whoa. See how this goes.
Yeah.
And he acknowledged that it was
because they were like 8 or 9 weeks, and they go to him with it, and he was like, not 8 or 9 weeks.
Correct.
He's like, whoa.
And now he has suffered a setback. He's going to be out a while, and then he's going to consult specialists, and he might stop playing basketball.
I don't have a set amount of time in my head that I want to get back. You know, I haven't broken out the schedule and said, okay, 8 weeks from this Friday is this game. I want to be back for this game. You just can't do it that way. We've gone over a kind of a general schedule. starts off with doing nothing for a while, unfortunately. So I've got to take my time with it.
Took our job.
There is an issue with recurrence with these types of things. So it's just all about being safe about it, taking the proper steps, and, you know, hopefully being back, you know, sooner than later. But, like, you know, to put an absolute date on it, or if I'm not back in 8 to 10 weeks, it's not going to be the end of the world.
Exactly. And now Fred Hoiberg, for the first time, acknowledging that
Jimmy's a little damper.
That Jimmy Butler has some soreness in his heel, and that he has taken it easy in practice the last couple days. Soreness in his heel. Just a little bit of soreness. He could barely put his shoe on. And he certainly was not moving well. So
it's not going well.
Well, that's the heel is one of the insertion points for the plantar fascia. It could be any number of things. You can have a heel tendonitis back there. I've had that. It sucks. It hurts like hell. Hurts like heel. I can only imagine a basketball player suffering from that, but it's just right at the very point of your heel.
Yeah, Jimmy's going to keep going though. But I just want to point out to people, don't be disappointed in Dunleavy, because he told you from the get-go, from Jump Street, that this thing, you know, the Bulls said 8 or 9 weeks, and he pretty clearly says, no, let's see what happens, because this isn't one of those things where I can put a timetable on and look at it and say I'm going to be back for that game.
Yeah, see, for me, the Butler concerned, whatever with Dunleavy.
Yeah, Dunleavy's a whatever.
It's a whatever.
Although, you know what? My guy is toast to Fred. He's dead to Fred. He's dead to Fred.
Not your guy McDermott.
Yeah, he's pretty much dead to Fred.
Well, no, Portis, yes. But
pretty much, pretty much dead to Fred, too.
Jimmy, I hold him out of a couple games.
That's what I do. Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't need to inflame something or put him out there when it's silly.
I don't care. It's not December yet. Rest him. Make sure it's fine. Let whatever that is quiet down completely. Don't start pounding on a heel that hurts.
And you know he will.
I know.
He'll go after people because he's...
There's no reason to do that right now. In Evanston, here's Mike on the Score.
You know, Terry, I remember soon after the whole press conference fiasco, you know, where they fired Thibodeau, Paxton was all angry, and you made a great point. You said, okay, but what are they going to do about adding to this team, to this core, to this talent? And, you know, we talked about Snell and Moore and Brooks. Mm-hmm. And when you look at these teams, and Terry, you were right on, because Snell is awful. I mean, this is something that we can all agree with Thibodeau on. It's why he didn't play him. They put him in pick and roll. Every team puts Snell and Moore in pick and roll automatically.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. They leave them open to shoot. To the point where, I mean, you know, Dan, you play a lot of basketball. I know we can't agree basketball.
Not anymore.
He had his career. Yeah.
You're bad knees. But when guys are left open, it's because you're open because they're not guarding you because you can't shoot. Paxton and Gar Foreman have done an awful job of putting a backcourt together for this team.
Well, what about the front court?
Yeah, the front court's no good either.
Mike, this roster is
It's been clunky and it remains clunky.
The roster is screaming for a major trade.
Yeah, it has been.
I agree.
I don't know what to do with it, though.
It's very, very hard. When they have a lineup that can score, they can't guard. And when they have a lineup that can guard, they can't score. I don't know what you're going to ask a coach to do to make this Sophie's choice every time.
Just kind of plead to make it stop.
And hope that Pau Gasol pretends to come over and help every once in a while.
Yeah, you're right, though, that it's not really good anywhere right now, and they're still trying to feel their way through, and the record isn't awful. I'm not saying they're awful or anything.
They're not awful.
But they do have guys that just aren't, you know, and really, Dougie McBuckets is dead to him already. He's dead to Fred. Watch him now. Watch how much Chesley. He's dead to him. Well, he can't find him.
He was sick. He was under the weather.
Yeah.
So give him a break. I mean,
he's also under a tarp.
He can hit shots, and it's just
Fred put a tarp on him.
He just can't keep his guy in front.
I know
of
he
him.
Can't.
Not for a single dribble. I mean, if he can guard a dribble, it's a victory.
I like a dribble.
Take
one dribble. Don't you make it complicated for my guy.
Like if you can just a single dribble. Have a guy not get an angle on you.
Get an angle on a guy.
I mean, he doesn't. It's just not.
Yeah, I know it's not good. And it's if Jimmy's hurt, then it's just going to get. And there's really no point to doing it, is there? Why would you? If there's something really wrong with him, why don't you just say, hey, take a couple days off, see what happens. Let's see where you are in a couple days.
Let's get some ice, rest, and anti-inflammatories, and let that heel quiet down because it doesn't make sense for basketball players. Feet when hurt don't usually get
and they're ugly anyway. These basketball players are just
ever look at a basketball player's feet. You see that picture of James Harden?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's what they look like. I used to go in the trainer's room and see, like, you know, you get the athletic trainer's guy. You ever seen one of those callus shavers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Where it's like a linoleum knife.
Yeah.
And it's basically just stripping off all this yellow hardened skin off the
I have that
feet.
Done once in a while. It's like beauty training.
They do it
for
off
me.
Your
yep.
face though. But it's just nasty. And their toes are all rolled up over each other.
Yep.
They say ballerinas feet.
I stopped
look like
looking
that
because I couldn't take it anymore.
I mean they're mangled.
I couldn't take it. I stopped looking. They start taking their shoes off and I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm finding somebody else that still has their shoes on.
It's good policy. And then there's that awful...
So I covered things, my friend.
That Flexol smell. Yeah, to me, it's like that... You know, hockey smell is bad, but at least...
It's awful.
But see, but in an NHL...
Hockey smell bad.
But they're okay in an NHL locker room because they're always getting new stuff and it's not so bad in the NHL. But that NBA smell, it's the combination of the wintergreen from the Flexol and like black coffee...
That black physicist.
No, like before games, it was just like that pregame locker room smell.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Oh, I know.
It just.
But anyway, you know, I know he's under the weather, but trust me, my guy's dead to him. I've watched, and then he's dead to him. No, all I ever said was I enjoyed watching him in Creighton, if you remember, because I've told you I don't like white basketball generally, and he was my guilty pleasure to watch him.
Nobody likes white basketball.
I know. So he's my guilty pleasure. Now he's my guilty burden I'll have to carry for the rest of my life.
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein.
I don't know where I'll take it.
Say Terry's favorite words in show business in just a little bit on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not... Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
6 hours and 20 minutes to go to chwine.com and get insane, stupid savings on terrific wine. All the Cameron Hughes wines are on sale right now. And until midnight... You get 30% off the top, just 30% off, and free shipping on a case and free gift bags. This is the best deal of the year. It is today only. It ends at midnight. And the way that Cameron Hughes sources out these limited edition wines, they don't last. So you've got to get on this. They're going to go through a ton of wine today. They have been all day today. This is an absolute no-brainer. If you've been thinking about doing this, you know how this works, that it's the best wine from the best vineyards. But Cameron can't tell you exactly which vineyard because that's the deal. That's how he's able to give you these massive discounts. There are three separate award-winning Cabernets here that are available that you need to get on. These are under $30 right now for wines that are usually $155, $160 a bottle. Cameron's got three Cabernets on the list that have scored 90-plus from Wine Spectator or Wine Advocate. You do not get these wines at these prices. You certainly don't get them shipping free like you do today. 30% off any wine and free shipping on a case and free gift bags today only, in time to stock up for the holidays and or to give gifts so they can be yours or they can be appreciated by others. You only get the 30% off and free shipping if you use my code Dan, D-A-N. That's it. Go to chwine.com. Write this down. chwine.com. Click the mic in the upper left corner. You have to do that. When you do that, you will enter D-A-N. You get any wine for 30% off and free shipping. You got until midnight. chwine.com. Go to the microphone, enter D-A-N. Wines are selling fast with this offer, so don't miss out.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Meijer or TwiningsUSA.com.
Hey, check out these sweet reindeer socks. Only 99 cents.
Oh, yeah? Got this Samsung Tab 4 8.0 from AT&T for free.
Free?
Had a hard time finding a stocking it would fit in, though.
Whoa, no need to rub it in.
Rubbing it in would be telling you I got the tablet for free when I bought a new Samsung Galaxy smartphone on AT&T Next. Which I did.
Oh, AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Free tablet requires 2-year agreement. Must activate eligible service on both Galaxy devices. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Available at select locations. See store for details.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
Did you see him throw out the first pitch? The Yankee game and the Met game. Phenomenal. Have you ever seen him ride a bike? You ever seen him speak to a corporate group? You ever seen him speak to children?
He's now at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Sal.
Hello, friend.
Veteran with 100% service-related disability. And you heard David's ad about Illinois' new law exempting veterans with service-related disabilities of 70% or greater from paying real estate taxes. Sal called to thank David for the information and convert his 30-year VA loan into a 15-year loan. Because of the real estate tax exemption, Sal's new mortgage payment is less than his previous payment, and Sal is saving tens of thousands of dollars paying his home off faster. If you're a veteran who's no longer paying real estate taxes because you took advantage of the real estate tax exemption like Sal, and you'd like to reduce the term of your loan, you should do this. Call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois residential mortgage license C4358, licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186, pearlmortgage.com/licensing.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio. Reward card requires online registration.
There's no better time to shop for tools at the Home Depot. Right now, when you buy certain Milwaukee, DeWalt, Rigid, or Makita combo kits, you can get up to $150 toward a select cordless power tool, radio, or battery. However you build cheer, right now we have just the tools to do even more for even less. Let's do this. Get great savings on tools at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit one discount per transaction, U.S. only while supplies last. Also available on homedepot.com.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Hallis Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Or go to hum.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And the shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Need a great gift? Grab a Wolves holiday pack. Holiday pack, get it? Tickets and swag at a low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. My two favorite words in show business.
Happy Thanksgiving.
How was yours, Lawrence?
It was terrific. Had a great time. Took the parents out to Harry Carey's for Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow.
This is kind of becoming the new tradition that
nice.
Make it so that my mom doesn't have to cook. So that was tremendous.
Well, you and your wife can cook and have them over.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. So
that's why I love Lawrence.
So, honest. Well, last year we did Duff Frisco's. This year we did Harry Carey's, and it was a lot of fun. Then Friday, saw Creed.
I can't wait.
I went in with high expectations, and my expectations were exceeded.
That's everybody's saying.
And honestly, like I'll just say, like it's a little personal for me, and when you guys see it, it might be for you. That relationship in that movie is Doug and Jason.
Ah, I didn't really thought of that.
I'm telling you, like I was just sitting there going, man, this is odd.
I just, yeah, you know, Lawrence, I was looking forward to him actually just playing a 69-year-old guy. That's all I want.
It's great because he's the same age in this one that Burgess Meredith was in the first one. And it's very well done. And the fighting, like the fighters, is a very, it's nothing that's going to give away the movie. But when the fighters get onto the screen, they give you a card and says, this is who this guy is. This is his record. This is where he's ranked. It's very, very cool. Like as you meet each fighter throughout the movie, you get like a little reference card there's no wasted dialogue in explaining who this guy is.
That's what a great conceit.
It's a video game esque move.
My kid's gonna love
that. Oh, absolutely. So did that on Friday, and then
I wanted to see that this weekend.
Go see it.
I can't because my wife won't let me go without her because she really wants to see it. And the thing is that we always do the thing for his birthday, and the kids don't know yet that I'm taking them to a special private screening of the Star Wars movie. That we got into a pre-screening.
If they don't want to go, I'll go.
But it's a surprise, and they keep talking about, oh yeah, we're going to see Star Wars. So I can't really tell them because I don't want to ruin the surprise. We're not even going to tell them when we're getting them in the car what we're doing.
And oh, I love this.
They're not going to realize it until the movie starts. Then all of a sudden, holy crap, we're seeing the Star Wars movie.
I like this. This is a good idea.
We're just saving this up. But so it's screwed up what we can tell them about what movies we're seeing when. If that makes sense.
Creed did well at the box office. I mean, so number many two. Flopped. Creed did fine for itself.
You think Stallone will get to consideration as a supporting actor?
I think he deserves it. I think he deserves a best supporting actor nod. Cool. And they even I can't tell you because I don't want to ruin it. But
because I'm old, and it takes me a while to figure it out.
And Michael B. Jordan, man, that guy, he's such a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really well done. I was a fan of Rocky Balboa.
Oh, yeah.
The last movie in the Rocky series I thought was a nice little sorbet for every Rocky fan that suffered through 4 and 5.
I liked 4.
No, you didn't.
No, I did.
You liked it because it was 4. Absurd.
Yeah,
that's why.
I'm not Gene Siskel. I didn't give it 4 stars.
Did he give it 4 stars?
Yes.
No, he did not.
YouTube it. YouTube.
He gave Rocky four stars.
YouTube the argument between Siskel and it's great. It's Ebert at his best.
Too. Really?
Oh, the response from Ebert is unbelievable.
Oh, okay. I got to check this out.
See if you can find it. It's one of the arguments where you just know. That's for me when it was over. And that's as a kid, I liked the movie. But when I heard that, and then you see that's when I knew that Ebert was just smarter.
Okay. All right. I'm going to see if I can find that. And then Saturday, our buddy Nick Scafiesso married Alicia Roman. Scafi
really?
From sales. Yeah.
Sales guy.
He married Alicia Roman. They had a great, great wedding reception.
Wow.
Bulls drumline came in. They did a lip sync contest.
I'm trying to find a pair of pants. All right, just some quick things looking out of Lawrence's way.
Matt Bowen, Zach Zaidman, Dan Wiederer.
We think our crack productions have the best in the damn business. Mr. Matt Abaticola.
Hogan steps into a throw. Juiced. Oh, what a catch. Inside the 10. No, they don't give it to him.
Dude. I love Matt Abaticola. He's Dale Jr., you know, but right now they're all eliminated. The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Offense number 9. Taunting an opposing player. 15-yard penalty. First down.
3 words. Are you kidding?
That is number 9's first unsportsmanlike foul.
Did you say taunting or hunting?
It's just a wrong. I thought he said haunting an opposing player.
Calling, emailing.
I can't get him out of my head.
Sexy. We will do it all over again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes coming your way. Terrific as always. Not the full boat, but Lawrence has stuff for you. Don't worry. All right, everybody, have a terrific night. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Wow.
What a week. What an opportunity. What a dream come true. Maui Jim, I can see clearly now. The perspective all so different with the clarity, the clearness of purpose, and the detail. Plus, we're right here on the coast of the volcanoes. Yes, everything trembling round and round. Trembling and exploded. Absolutely fantastic here. We are ready to erupt. And never forget that 50% of all the people in all of the world live within 50 miles of the ocean. The rest, they all want to get here. We are here right now, and we've got a game here in Maui with the Maui Jim. I can see clearly now. She comes in colors like a rainbow. Here we go, Maui.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
Wednesday, starting at 1, a Score Holiday Classic return. It's the 14th annual Boars and Bernstein Quote of the Year show.
Well, you know, I tried.
One of the most popular shows on the Score.
It's not my show, but I'm on that show.
We play the quotes, you vote at boarsandbernstein.com.
A corn fell from the sky and hit him on the head.
Don't miss the 2015 Quote of the Year show. Your chance to vote in the most memorable quotes of 2015 with Boars and Bernstein.
You gotta be bleeping me.
Exclusively on 670 The Score.
It is really horrible.
Chicago's
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
CBS Mondays.
They're a team of high IQ personnel.
These geniuses are the smartest people in the room. Any room.
Ready to help however we can.
And they may not fit into the world.
It's okay to admit you don't have all the answers.
Every problem has a solution.
But they're the only ones.
We got 2 minutes to avoid a meltdown. I'm gonna figure this out.
Who can save it?
We got a live one.
Signal's up.
20 seconds.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
Scorpion. Mondays, only CBS.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
It's a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
I got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.
And the viewers satisfied.
I am genuinely impressed.
Just doing what we do.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Mondays.
Hey, check out these sweet reindeer socks. Only 99 cents.
Oh, yeah? Got this Samsung Tab 4 8.0 from AT&T for free.
Free?
Had a hard time finding a stocking it would fit in, though.
Whoa, no need to rub it in.
Rubbing it in would be telling you I got the tablet for free when I bought a new Samsung Galaxy smartphone on AT&T Next. Which I did.
Oh, AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Free tablet requires 2-year agreement. Must activate eligible service on both Galaxy devices. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Available at select locations. See store for details.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio. Reward card requires online registration.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
And now, Geico's saving stories. Russell Burton closed his laptop, having just switched his car insurance to Geico. He didn't think much of it until...
Savings were everywhere. My pockets, wallet, bank accounts. It was like the savings were following me.
Following, indeed. All because of an innocent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
I feel like I'm never alone.
GEICO. Spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be following you.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to $100 on your total carpet project, including new LifeProof carpet, with stain-resistant technology built in to help keep tough stains out. Let's take on chocolate, wine, even bleach. Let's do this. Save up to $100 on your total project, including carpet, pad, and installation. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Minimum purchase amount of $1,000 to qualify. Valid through January 27th with purchase of carpet and pad. Single family residence only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
Is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK.